Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is June 29th, 2023. This is Ask Us Anything. We do this every month for people who got questions about whatever, especially things that relate to our topics of awakening and healing and global awakening and all that good stuff. I want to thank the folks who I currently see live on the call, and that would be Anjali, Deb, Karen, Kim, Sandra, Spirit Song, and Stephanie. Sandra, I believe this is your first time in an interactive event, so welcome to you. Everyone else, Deb, new-ish at least. So welcome, everybody. What I'd like to do is, even on just conversational events, I like to set up a sacred container, so I do the quickie version. So give me a second while I just do the fast version. Allies, please come. Thank you, allies. Please create a sacred container for us to work safely within. Thank you. And please hang around to support us. So grateful to you all. Thank you so much, allies. All right, there's our container. So, this is Ask Us Anything. It's a free form call. And therefore, anyone can just pipe in and ask a question. So if you got one, unmute yourself and ask away. If you prefer to type, you can, but it's so much easier just to talk. If you're willing to turn your camera on, fabulous. If not, that's okay. So whoever's got the first question, just unmute and we'll get rolling. Oh, I forgot to mention too. Anyone who has insight is welcome to share their insights as part of this process. So it's not just me responding. I like to call upon the wisdom of the group. So whoever has a question, Karen, hi.
Hi. I can't stay long, so I'm glad I got here. And it's like, I actually had two questions.
Okay.
I seem to answer them before I get around to asking.
Well, that's easy.
So, but you can just tell me, yes, that's pretty much it, right? I've never done the shamanic breath work.
Okay.
Right. And I read the warning. I'm the lady with the aortic valve.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And I read the warning about that I understand you're just absolving yourself of responsibility. And yeah. I'm not really worried. I have no symptoms, but I still need probably open heart surgery. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, but I did a practice session because I didn't want to miss the one on Monday.
All right.
Boy, am I glad I didn't. Right. Anyway, I did a practice session. I think it was number 375 from last October, I think.
Okay.
And I honestly didn't. It's like, I don't know how I didn't. If you gave the instructions the way you did it in the one on Monday. Uh-huh. I didn't hear the part that said, I was trying to make sure I could go through the breathing because I did it deeply just like you, mm-hmm. right? And I mean, I didn't know what it was going to be like. Is it going to be bad for 60 minutes? And I made it all the way through the breathing. I was so happy.
Wow. So you breathed, you did the strong breath for a full hour.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
But I don't think I felt, I always feel a bit altered. Okay.
Right.
Anyway, and I used, I just used your sound from the way you send it out, right? I didn't download it, okay?
Yeah, well, on the recordings, I put the high quality mix right into the recording, so you just work with the recording only once it's in the archive, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, my question is, I did that one, and it's like, oh, good, I can do it. I was very proud of myself, too. But I didn't, okay, when I did the one on Monday night, I've heard you loud and clear say you will not be breathing for 60 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And on your little paper that you put in there, instructions, it says you'll get a surprise,
mm-hmm.
right? So what I found that happened, right? And I guess I'm gonna ask you, is this normal? And you're gonna say whatever is normal for each person. Okay. Anyway. But the music was gorgeous on that one. That one I downloaded. And so I'm going to do a I'm going to do that one again, but I'm going to listen to it via your sound system and see if it's the, anyway. So with the second one, like I already said, I already gave it away. The music really got me. Mm-hmm. And it literally carried me away from the breathing. And there was one point where I was trying to decide, should I keep doing the breathing? I know I'm still going to be breathing, right? But I literally feel like I kind of got picked up and carried away by the music. And I know I got a little bit altered because I felt like the skin was curling off of my face. Mm. I mean, literally, the flesh was peeling away, right? But I didn't even get too carried away. I mean, I really felt that, right? And I felt it. I never feel anything bad with any of this. This is why I'm thinking. I heard you say once that it's the people that have all the pain or the most of the suffering. And I'm not talking about spirit song, right? I'm talking about normal people when they are letting go of stuff, when they're cleansing, right?
It can be
very unpleasant. Mm-hmm. I'm having a hard time with these things. And I think I'm meditating properly, right? You know, properly, whatever. I'm doing a halfway decent job.
So, Karen, I'm going to ask you to focus what your question actually is, please.
Okay. My question is, I'm going to ask you, does that sound like a normal experience for this? It's like I will learn more each time I do it.
Are you talking about the breath work?
I'm talking about the altered state. And also, is it important that I ask for a specific healing or just healing?
Okay. In the context of the shamanic breath work event, okay,
that's what
I'm referring to. Okay. You do not have to have a specific intention. Okay. You can have one if you want. If you do have a specific intention, once you start breathing, release attachment to getting what you asked for and just be open to whatever comes. Okay. Regarding breathing, my specific instruction is only do the strong breathing until you start having a surprise, an altered experience. Then there is no need at that point to continue the strong breathing. Just let the breath do whatever it wants. As long as the journey or altered state continues, there's no need to do special breath. Once the altered state stops and you're back in more normal reality, start the strong breathing again until you move into the next journey or altered state, in which case the breathing is just to get you started. Once you're in the state, you don't need the strong breathing because you're already there. Like you said, you said yourself, I was having this.
I don't want to interrupt, but I got one little question.
Okay.
That was another thing. Like I said, it's like I got carried away and the flesh is curling off of my face. It's like,
And
I let up, I didn't concentrate on that much. I let it go. And I really was in doubt. It's like, I was so comfortable. I didn't care if I was altered or not, that it's like, I didn't feel like going back to the breathing because I knew it would take me a little bit. Was that okay to stay there when you're like that?
You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. You don't have to do the special breath at all.
But if I had gone back into the breathing,
I could have gotten
into another journey, whatever.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the strong breathing tends to increase the altered state while the music is playing. Yeah.
Okay, so Blabbermouth has just one final question.
Okay, go ahead.
Which is, so I'm doing okay with that. There's no way you're supposed to do it. It's very individual for each person.
Yeah, whatever happens is what is serving your highest good. Yeah.
Okay. And I want to thank you very much because there's many times I do these, like I do the whatever you're leading in meditation, you know, the Monday night thing, whatever. And I like to make one or two a week live, right? And I want to thank you for what you're doing also. I see a big difference in you since you read my chart years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I can see you have trouble telling your high and your body apart. Anyway, I want to thank you. And but the music on this one was tremendous. Okay. It was beautiful, right?
Thank you. I'm glad you like the mix.
And I want to say hi to Spirit Song. Because I tried to catch up with you, and it's like you had kind of vanished there with all the physical stuff. Because I have a chart somewhere, and I can't find it. My place is full of too many charts, but I've got it. Mary Shannon. Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much, Benjamin. And like I said, by the time I get to asking the question, I pretty much figured it out. And I also, my other question was going to be to help me making up my custom invocations. But before I got to you today, I made myself a list. It's like it's time I could do this myself. And one of the biggest ones is letting go.
Good.
That's an okay. I thank you.
You're welcome. Really? I'm glad you're here, Karen. Thank you.
Would it be okay if I say something to Karen?
Sure. Oh, wonderful.
Go for it.
Yeah, just a couple quick things. Karen, the amount of time and heart and soul energy that Benjamin puts into creating the perfect music is astonishing. And to hear you say that the music carried you away, to me, you know, I know there are other aspects, but that's so beautiful. And the other thing I wanted to say to you, you have a picture of something behind your head, and it looks to me like an aura. You already radiate.
Okay, well.
But behind you is something that looks to me like angels over you. I can't see the top, but.
I've got shivering. It's almost like a little touch of ecstasy tingling through me. And it's one of the first times I've felt that. You know what I mean?
I'm so glad you're having good experiences.
It's something like, I want to say it's like the sound of music to my body. The beautiful sound of music, or you
that's
know,
beautiful. Yes.
The music that nature can make also, right? It's beautiful. Anyway, thank you guys so much, all of you. I like Kim over there. Hello.
Thanks.
We're glad you're here.
Yeah. I am too. I am. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Next question. Whoever has the next question, just unmute yourself and see what you got.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Benjamin.
Hi.
And I'm actually new but old. I was with you for quite a number of years. And then for reasons of connecting with a Buddhist Lama who was a little bit fundamentalist and thought I shouldn't do anything other than Buddhism, I was away for a few years. And it finally occurred to me what was going on with that fundamentalism, which was affecting me negatively. And as soon as I broke free from that, then this is one of the first things I connected back up to. So
I'm so glad.
And it's been very beneficial. And I would join in the comment about the wonderful music. I do have a question tonight. I'm dealing with an employee, a fellow employee in my workplace that is a little bit difficult. And I'm wondering if there's a good invocation for just clearing the energy between her and I. She's a little bit defended, a little bit closed off, and it's just difficult to work with her because everything seems very constricted between us all of the time.
Right. Yeah. Did you by chance read my invocation book?
I have not read that yet.
Okay. Because there's actually a story in there about a woman at work where there's a challenging work situation where she uses an invocation to heal the energy at work. So,
perfect. I'm going to find that.
But I'm not. This isn't in lieu of an answer, but I would just say the whole point of custom invocation, just craft it exactly like you want it to have the effect. So you
can
say maximum harmonious productive energy between me and whoever it is.
Okay. Yeah.
And perfect. You can call for that. And then just let the energy flow through and it'll go to you. It'll go to her. And always to the greatest extent that serves highest good is in there so that nothing is forced that shouldn't be happening for highest good of all. But there's no reason not to call for maximum harmony at work. And I like to make the invocation as explicit and clear as possible with the intention and also use the tiniest number of words to get the meaning across.
Great.
So something like I proposed along those lines might be helpful.
Perfect. Thank you.
Oh, another thing, in addition to that, do you know what a hollow reed invocation is?
I remember it. But I can't remember specifically.
Yeah, so that's where you flow highest good energy to someone else. And if you just were to say, spirit that I am, just flow highest good energy to whoever this person is you're having problems with. And if you just leave it at highest good, then that can also have a helpful effect sometimes.
Okay.
A little tricky because you can't actually be holding to a particular outcome when you do it, if you're doing it in the highest way. But if it is for highest good, that there should be more harmony between the two of you, that can help.
Okay.
So both the invocation for the situation and then a highest good flow to her might have some helpful effect.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Great question, Deb. Thank you. Okay. All right. Who's next?
I'll go.
Stephanie, hi.
Hi. It's been a minute since I've been around. Work has kind of kept me away. I'm going to jump in now because I have a work question also.
Okay. Go for it.
Kind of a situation I kind of need some guidance on. Now, to start out with, before I go into work, I sit in my car and I do maximum healing in all areas of my work situation for the greatest good.
Okay.
So I do that invocation. Here's the situation. And there's a little bit of a story I'll try and get through, make it very brief.
Okay.
I work kind of in a retail situation. There was a staff shortage at another store, so I went over and covered at that store, which is really normal. They also had an opening, and it was offered up to me, or they let me know that that was a possibility. I chose against it because the current store that I work for, it does much better than the one that I was visiting, and we had a third store that actually closed last week for good. So I'm a little hesitant about going into a weaker store.
Right.
While I was there covering, our district manager, who is my boss's boss, called me and said, "Hey, you're going to put your name in at the store." And we were talking, and there's recently been a new department opened at the company that I work for. It's the department's like DataWorks. And I finally just told her, "I just want to work for that department, DataWorks. It's brand new. They're just opening up jobs and it's what I want to do." She said, "Oh, why didn't you tell me?" And okay, well, let's see what I can do. Well, she arranged to have one of the managers from that department call me and talk about a position. It's great. But unfortunately, she did it on a day that I wasn't scheduled to work. So we had to reschedule. And so now it's been like a week, and I texted her on Wednesday and my boss. I can't talk to my boss's boss without talking to my boss first. They have to be kept in the loop. It's kind of frowned upon. And just a reminder that I really want to talk to this person, and I know she's busy and stuff like that, but I've gotten crickets now.
Okay.
Back. And I don't know. My boss is kind of a piece of work. And I don't know if she, for some reason, she rules a roost and she's in control of everybody, including her boss. And I don't know, but I suspect that she's blocking it in some way.
Okay.
And God, I don't know what to do. It's just like, it's so close and yet so far. I'm so frustrated. It's like a carrot and stick.
Okay.
You know, and I, God. And I mean, my boss just is the manager of the store that I work at, and she just loves making people miserable. She's incredibly selfish.
Right.
And by do that invocation to try and deal with it, I don't know what to do. I really don't. I don't know if the call is going to happen now. I don't know. We're going into a holiday weekend, and there's a bunch of stuff, you know, there's a bunch of changes going on. So the district manager is busy. And I'm sure that's part of it.
All right. So let's get this down to the simple fundamentals. It sounds like I'm getting that you have genuine interest in this other job at the other store, right?
No, not at the other store, at another department. This is completely out of the store.
Okay. So your job application is apparently being blocked by your jealous manager. Is that what you're getting?
Well, I haven't even applied for anything yet. I'm just going to try and talk to see what's going to be opened up. And I mean, I think it's more of an informational call, but I think it's possible that she doesn't want to see me move forward, and she just wants to make people.
I apologize, Stephanie. I've gotten really confused
about
what you're actually asking. So could you boil this down to a really simple question for me?
I apologize for the convolutedness. I don't know how to get this call to happen. I just want to talk to this person on the phone and see what the possibilities are. And I feel like it was promised to me, and now it's not happening.
What if you just called her?
This person is new. I don't know their name. See, this is a brand new department. And otherwise, I wouldn't call.
Is there a way you can access their information and get their number and just call them?
I could try. It's probably not a good idea. Like I said, it's politics.
Okay. I'm afraid that, you know, your situation is way outside my expertise here. And I don't really have good advice for you on this, except
okay.
if you use invocation to ask for, you know, invoke maximum ease of connection between me and this person.
Okay.
But in terms of the machinations of your corporate situation, I really can't advise you on that. I'm so sorry.
Okay. That's all right. I just thought I was just looking, you know, for any kind of advice I could get.
Okay. Spirit Song, did you have something to inject there?
I do, but Kim does too. So she can
all
go
right.
And then I will.
All right, so anyone else who's got inside here, jump in. I'm clueless on this one. Sorry.
Kim, you have to unmute yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I would offer, yes, you know, invoking these, you know, invocations and, you know, visualizing the highest. But I also, when there's irritations or anything that comes up for me, my experience has been that that's always an invitation to go inside myself. Because whatever is being irritated is something that needs to be resolved within me. So in other words, real practically, like Stephanie, what would happen if you never heard back? Could you be okay? See, and those places where I've found where I've been irritated, it's because I have an attachment to some specific outcome.
Yeah.
And if that outcome, it works out, then I'm okay. And so at that point, I'm limited. And that's coming from a place of control and being a victim to something outside of myself in order to be okay. And I have found for me in relationships, whether they're work or whatever, you know, or be have something in between, you know, another person, and I just feel this discomfort. It's not about the other person. It's an invitation for me to go inside to understand and unravel the insecurity, the fear of, oh, but if I don't get this job, I'm never going to have something that I really enjoy doing. I mean, well, there's so many stories that we tell ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they aren't really based always on our truth or our highest. So these relationships and situations that bring up something within us is that it's that invitation to explore deeper within us, whatever we're attached to, wherever we can't be okay, and to release that. And it's just this kind of unwinding of all of our ways of how we think the world needs to be. And ultimately, in our highest, is that we can be at peace no matter what's going on out there.
Yeah, that's helpful. Thank you.
You know, that's in addition to invoking and praying, but there's always something inwardly that can be looked at as well.
Okay, that's a good idea. Thank you.
Spirit Song, did you have something you wanted to add as well?
Yes, I really appreciate that, Kim. I think that's right on for me too. But I also wanted to say I love using the invocations and using one to invoke clear and harmonious communication is a great thing. But I wanted to share, and I have before, one of the tools that I use in addition is the Ho'oponopono healing work. And when I have someone in my life who is upset with me and I don't know why, and I don't know how to do anything about it. Are you familiar with Ho'oponopono?
Yes, I am. My icon is a Ho'oponopono thing. It's a fleur-de-lis clock. Okay. And I've got a little medal around it. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, very much into Ho'oponopono.
So for anybody who doesn't know, it's so simple, a Hawaiian in prayer that says, if I or any of my relatives or any of my ancestors have ever done anything to harm you or any of your relatives or any of your ancestors, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And I've had situations where I know the history of this and how powerful it is. But I, in this unique kind of situation where you don't know what else to do, there can be something that is your relative to their relative, your ancestor to their ancestor, something you don't know that's provoking the two of you. When I have used the Ho'oponopono several times, a situation has resolved itself without me doing anything else. And I know that it was the power of that work. It's so simple. And if you get super frustrated and you feel like you can't even do that, I have another thing that I love to do, and that's go to the mirror and look at myself and say to me, if I or any of my relatives or any of my ancestors have ever done anything to harm you or any of your relatives or any of your ancestors, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And then I can let go.
Okay, I'll do that tonight when I'm brushing my teeth.
Okay.
Thank you for that. It's good advice.
Yeah.
Yes. It just helps to have some, just to have some kind of supportive advice. It really does. Because I feel like I'm so alone in this.
Yeah. I understand.
You got us, Stephanie. Anjali, did you have something you wanted to contribute?
I do. Yeah. So I've been in similar situations before, and I love Kim hit on how to, you know, be okay with whatever within. Spirit Song hit on the inner relations of what may or may not be going on under the subtle surfaces. But I would also just say that sometimes when we have an outcome that we're hoping for that's not working out, it can be a good thing. Sometimes the career path might change in a way that we don't expect. And you've mentioned that there's, you know, certain things changing in the career right now, departments changing. So what I would use like as an invocation would be things like, you know, please clear the path for the highest good career moves that can possibly come to me, and then release attachment to what those actually are, you know, the this or something better with everything always works great. But just knowing that sometimes if the door you're pushing so hard to open isn't opening, that may be in your very best interest. And, you know, I've been violently removed from a job only to have the next one be 100 times better, better paid, better coworkers, better everything. So, you know, focus on that highest good. Do as Kim said, be cool within, clear any communication energy, and then just let it go and let it be. It will all come to you. So that's what I wanted to add.
Okay. Thank you for that. And you're absolutely right. I totally agree with you, because things in the workplace are so, we've had a lot of changes this year. We really have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thanks for bringing up that question, Stephanie, and thanks for the great answers. And Anjali, am I remembering correctly that it's actually your work story that went in the book?
I think it probably was. I know I bounced in there a couple times in the book. So.
Yeah, definitely. So thank you for contributing that. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. Next question, just unmute and ask away, please. Whoever's next. So whoever is being polite and waiting for someone else, that time has passed. Ah, Anjali, yes.
All right. So Benjamin knows this, and a few folks have known, like, I am trying to break through some barriers of being an absolute chicken shit on getting myself out there to lead one of the calls. I've been asked for a while, and I can't get through it. I don't know what it is. When I'm talking about it. I'm excited. I'm motivated. And then I have no idea whether it's something this life, past life, whatever. There is this massive frustration ball and all this energy that comes up. I've got to do tons more clearing and I can't quite break through it. and I do any number of invocations and everything else. And I don't know how to break through that. So that's a general question.
Well, I have one approach you might try if you haven't. Have you tried using internal family systems therapy to deal directly with the resistant part?
No, I haven't used it on this part of it. That would be an interesting angle. Yeah.
Have you ever used the Course Inside Awakening Plus?
Oh, yeah.
No, I would just.
I haven't used it for this specific thing. Yeah.
Just call up the part that's resisting you doing the call and have it come up and do the process. And maybe that'll unburden it and that'll let you move forward. It's worth a shot.
Okay. It's so strange. I don't know why it keeps blocking. Like, I have had a past life where I know I've been chased down and almost killed multiple times for things. And I do have belief in past lives. So I've visited and met with and healed a few of them. But there's one in there that's just screaming like crazy or maybe within me now. I don't know. But
all right.
Yeah.
So. Worth a shot to see if IFS will unburden that part. Yeah.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah. So anyone else have any thoughts beyond what I suggested for Anjali? Things that might help her get past this resistance to leading a call for us? Looks like not. So try IFS. And whenever you get around to it, you're welcome. Oh, Vivian has a thought, maybe. So,
make a comment, Anjali, that Benjamin's asked me the same thing, and I don't know if it's the same for you as for me, but I'm not quite certain what I've got best to offer. There are various things, and I usually respond to people in the moment, and it's actually much more difficult for me to prepare something and say, hey, this is what I've got to offer. So if that's a parallel thing for you, might be worth exploring. And I guess for me, it's a matter of just getting clear. What? Maybe I just need to ask, hey, Benjamin, what do you reckon that I could best offer? What would you like to hear from? What would you like to have me offer? And then I can go work on it and put it in some kind of form and come back to you.
Well, my response to that was give me a sense of what you're already doing with people and the ways in which you already help. And that way I can kind of pick from the menu.
So is that something I should do here or should I just like?
Well, no, right now is probably not the venue.
Exactly. All right. I'll do that.
But yeah, just you know, even direct me if you have like a website that describes the kind of work you do, you know, just a sense of where your expertise lies. And then
it'll
be easier for me to, oh, why don't you do that?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So we've got Kim is going to be presenting in July and Anjali and Vivian are on deck. So I'm excited that we're having some of our more, you know, capable members doing some calls for us. So
I'd like to speak into maybe that resistance or even what you were brought up, Vivian. Wonder if all it is just showing up to be yourself. Wonder if the very gifts that we give is the gift of ourself. And maybe at some, and I'm only speaking because this has been my experience is not, well, feeling good enough or what could I offer or whatever. And having to finally understand that I'm enough. You're enough. Anjali, you're enough. Your light, your love, your unique experience is the gift. And so anytime we are together, any one of us being able to just share the lessons we've learned, the wisdom, The tears that were shed, all of that is just, those are gifts. And so I know I would put myself under so much pressure. I was such a perfectionist, and I would always compare myself to other, well, they're doing sound healing, and, you know, and my voice cracks, or, you know, this whole thing, which was just, I would keep pushing through it. Because when I did that, I was letting go of all those layers of me that was doing all that judging, to just recognize that my purpose in life, and that's the other thing. Sometimes we feel like we have this big high purpose and, you know, something we're supposed to do. And actually, I've just discovered that the purpose is for us to come into that alignment with our highest and truest and most authentic self. And that's the gift that we give to the world. And if we just show up and just be the love that we are, it's enough.
Actually, that gives me an idea. For either Anjali or Vivian, you know, one of the calls I do is called Divinely Directed. And the whole format is just show up and you'll get what you need. So either of you could just do a Divinely Directed call and see what happens, you know. The way I think about the calls, and you may notice when I write up the descriptions for the events, you know, I'm marketing constantly to the membership. Every time I put out an event description, it's designed to entice people to do the event. And I do that by trying to give them a sense of the benefit they'll receive from it. I'm very big on this is your valuable time. I'm asking you to contribute. How will you get something out of this by showing up? And so, like, you know, Kim's description, it's really clear on what the benefits are if people attend the event. So if you could just think, how can people get something out of this by showing up? That's what they really need to know, even more than what you're doing. Because so, Varanjali, if you just wanted to do a Divinely Directed and just give people a sense of there's a good chance that you'll have this sort of positive outcome from doing the event, that could be enough if you don't want to get super specific. So just a sense of just knowing that we need to sell the members on showing up for your event, basically. And they need a sense of what's in it for them to show up is kind of how I think about it. And I know it's all very hardcore marketing, but that's me. But it's really for a higher good, because I want the members to show up and have a positive benefit from having come here. That's the whole.
Well, look, here's my response to that. I've got a couple of things. One of the things I've been researching after a little while has been the nature of the Black Moon Lilith, and the three layers of what Lilith as an asteroid, Lilith as a as the wandering exile, and Lilith as the mature initiator who brings an opening to the deep feminine in. And I could offer something where people in the membership check where at least the true Black Moon is, not so much the mean, which shows up instantly, but, you know, check out the Liliths in your path. And we might actually explore that in some depth, because my belief is that she's an initiator, not just into the repressed feminine and, you know, like rage and frustration and all that, but a true initiator into the archetypal level that you need most. And that may be like a so-called masculine one, like Asclepius or Dionysius or something. Okay. Or maybe a feminine one. It might be Medusa that you need to know a whole lot about. So I guess my question is that too technically astrological for the kind of work that we do here together? Or might that be fun for people to do something like that?
My impression is, as long as it didn't require them to go get a chart done to find out where Lilith is, if you could just work with the Lilith as general archetypes, and they don't have to actually know anything about the astrology placements.
Fair enough.
Could you work with them just as general archetypes without...
I can, but I think one of the fascinating things is to notice, like, what sign it's in your own chat. I mean, I could do some preparation if people wanted to send me some stuff and I, you know, I could give them the, give it where the placement is. I mean, I could just talk in general, and I guess that's interesting. But to really do some inner work about me and Lilith, me in the relationship to this initiator that opens the doorway to things, on the spot would be what would be interesting to me about bringing it into this this forum, this group of people. Really, it's like, hey, how can we use this in the moment with divine assistance to know how to open the door more? I suppose I've answered my own question. Perhaps I don't have to have the actual placement, really.
See, here's my concern. You've got a limited amount of time, and the moment you start going into one person's chart and where is their Lilith here and there, several minutes have gone by and people say, well, this doesn't relate to me. I'm getting bored, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So how much
time is available?
Well, I mean, the calls generally go 60 to 90 minutes.
Yeah.
But if my initial thought as you describe this is if we could work with the three Liliths experience where you say, hey, now we're calling in Black Moon Lilith.
Yeah, and, I think that we'd only call in the mature Lilith. It's just that the earlier stages are like a preparation, really.
Okay. But whatever you're calling in, just have it be, we're calling in this divine energy. It's here for everyone right now.
Yes. Yes, yes.
You don't have to know anything about your astrology chart to work with this, but work with it in a very broad way that we don't need any technical knowledge about astrology to have the benefit of the experience.
Yes, okay. That is a possibility. And the other thing is, of course, I'm an art therapist and I've worked forever with me here now and making the image of the thing that you is most needing to come to awareness right now. Mm-hmm. And so that's also a possibility that I could introduce that kind of exercise. So, Yeah.
I think I love the track you're on. And you know, I've never done anything on the Lilith archetype, so that would fill a void that's in the membership. As long as it's something that everyone can be doing all the time and no one's.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Of course.
I think why don't you do something like that? That sounds exciting.
All right. Well, I'll put something together on paper for you.
All right. Sweet. All right. We got it. We found your topic. Sweet. Thank you, Vivian. That's exciting. Okay.
I just wanted to say a big thank you to Kim. The words that came through for you just hit where I needed them to within my heart. So appreciated that. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's true, Kim. And I want to say almost that's a given. It's like if I don't show up with all of who I am in the moment, then I shouldn't have shown up. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Kim's a fairly new member, and I just really appreciate you, Kim, being here, showing up, and taking your valuable time and energy to share your magnificence with us. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. I second that, and I would say to anyone who has not been to Kim's website that I've barely scratched the surface there, and I want to go back and dig in some more because the little bit that I've been there has been so inspiring. And so many of us are working with wanting to share our gifts, having obstacles in the way. This last 6 months, for any of you who have been around very long, know that I've had one obstacle, physical obstacle after another. And I've had several events that have happened in this past week that are making me say, okay, we've turned the corner. Now this next 6 months are going to be my time to do all those things that I wanted to do that I couldn't because of my limitations. And now the quest will be to see, can I overcome my sense of not being enough to do what I feel drawn to do? And Kim, your website and your music and the things you're doing are so beautiful and they touched me so deeply. That little tiny bit that I was there, you have inspired me. And I thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And I just have to say that that all of that is has been the fruit of a very, very long journey of healing abandonment and unworthiness. And I mean, a long journey, and every, you know, just I matter, you know, and I would just keep at it. And there came a time when there was just a period when it was just all this poetry. I mean, I was just in this, you know, and this, even then I would put these things out or the videos out, and I wouldn't know, no validation or no likes or what, nothing. And that was perfect, because what Spirit was doing with me was, it was not about, it was ending the need of outside validation. It was just the creating to create. And I kept, when I would make these videos or write, and it was like, I'm creating mandalas of beauty, and I'm putting them out there in the world. And then Spirit was saying, you are the mandala of beauty. The act of creating is that you're creating yourself. And then I had the visual of the Buddhist monks that would make these mandalas out of sand, and these beautiful mandalas, and then blow it away. And that the whole process was just liberating, to just be free from any kind of validation. And to when you're really free from it, and it does not matter, then to hear your acknowledgement, just to me, it's like, it was worth the journey. It's worth the journey of having to go through those times when we just don't feel good enough, and we just break through our own barriers. And at one particular time, it was like, I matter because I'm in matter. Now think about that. It's like, you know, dang it, I'm going to do this. I don't care if nobody in the world reads this. I matter. And it was like, yes, your spirit being is in matter. And just that fact is that you're worthy. You're a treasure. You're a jewel of the creator, you know? So I really thank you so much for acknowledging that. But I'm telling you, it's just been a journey, and it's a journey that we're all on. And we're all our own unique mandalas of beauty. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. And I honor each of you who has been sharing. I'm a little more acquainted with Kim's work in what she's doing. But I feel such a beautiful presence in all of you. Those that I can see, those that I can't, I don't have my glasses on. Is it Risa?
Yeah, Risa's here.
I see you, but unless I went to sleep for a minute, I haven't heard anything. I thought at one moment that you were about to speak. Was I wrong about that?
I wasn't starting to speak, but I am definitely here participating.
Your spirit is so beautiful. Thank you to all of you. And Benjamin, to you for creating this.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Risa, you're another of those people I would love to have lead one of our events one day, if you're open to it.
I am taking all of this in carefully. I'm loving it. Taking all the advice, and I'm not talking yet, but I will.
Okay, all in good time.
Yeah.
So we have a couple of people here who haven't posed a question. So I think Sandra and Risa have not asked anything, but they're here. So if anyone, and I think Anjali, you're here giving advice, but haven't asked through the years. But whoever's here who has a question and wants to pop it out, then the floor is open. Did you have one, Vivian?
No, I just showed up to say, I really be part of what's happening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cool. I appreciate you being on the advisory panel.
you just don't know quite what will come up when you're in a community of people sharing. That's
true.
That's it.
Okay. All right. So we'll leave space for whoever has the next question. Sandra typed, I like to listen. If any of you have ever seen that wonderful movie, Being There, what came to mind is, I like to watch. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, it's worth watching the movie Being There just for that line. Anyhow, floor is open. Spirit's on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You unmuted, so I thought maybe you were going
to
talk.
And I have disappeared completely. I've got to try to find, oh, there's a Zoom. Maybe that's it. I was just trying to use my cursor to go across the stream. I've got a message, and I was just, it's from AI, and I was just going to say, got it.
Oh, no worries. Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see if
I thought I was muted.
That's okay. So Stephanie just typed, it's great to spend time with like-minded people. I agree completely.
Lovely. It's lovely to see you back, Spirit Song. I'm glad that you're well enough to be here. Really, very beautiful.
Thank you so much. It feels so good. there are many stories to tell, and that's where my heart is. I will share a little bit of a story. Some may know this, some may not. My website that I had for many years, spiritsongoasis.com, hosted by Bluehost, they lost it. There was a mix-up on payment, and when I proved to them that I had paid, they said, oh, sorry, the representative said, sorry, that shouldn't have happened. We'll get you back on. And then I got the message, I'm so sorry to have to tell you this, but your website is lost. It's in the ethers. We don't have it anymore.
Oh, my goodness.
And so because I know there is no mistake ever, everything is on purpose.
Oh, dear. And,
you know, I told a story to my youngest when we were going through a very difficult time, and she asked, do you think God is mad at us? I said, no, honey, no. You know, we were being evicted from our home, and her dad had done some funky things, and she just found out I had a heart disorder and I could die, and I was her whole everything, you know. And I said, honey, no. God is never mad at us. We are always in the heart of God, and the only thing that's there is love. So when something happens and it looks really bad, it's just a gift in funny wrapping paper, and we have to figure out what it is. And our miracle came 3 days later that changed our lives forever. And I have stories like that I want to tell. So I'm shifting. I don't know that I'll bring back Spirit Song Oasis, but one of my mantras is, all is well, joy in every cell. And I have temporarily got a website name, Joy in Every Cell, and I'm playing with that. But I do know this. I have so many miraculous stories in my life that are supposed to be shared. Kim, I know you know what I'm talking about, just so the right people can hear them and be touched and have hope. And so that's what I am hoping to do with this revived energy that I've got. I'm so thankful for. And thank you, Vivian, for your kind words. I appreciate that. I'm glad to be back.
Well, I'm glad you tell us this story, and now I can imagine you playing with this website, which is a vehicle for people to find you. Yeah, lovely.
I'm not absolutely sure that's it, because what I'm already realizing is I change that mantra a lot depending on what's going on, just like the invocations are changed with one word. Instead of joy in every cell, I might say clarity in every cell or peace in every cell, all is well, which calms me. I know that if I step right into it, all is well. And then peace in every cell or joy or whatever it is. So I'm not sure how that's going to unfold, but you guys are inspirational. We're all here to share our gifts. We are making a difference in this world. And it's time. It's critical. It's now. And I thank you each for being here. Yeah. Vivian, love, I know you from the past, and I can't put it. Can you help me? It was it John and Barbara's church?
Vivian lives in Australia, baby.
We haven't met physically in this life, so you don't know me.
No way.
No, you don't.
My spirit knows you.
Well, that's right. Well, I mean, actually, wait a minute. I have been in the United States. I did a lot of process work training. I was in Oregon, and I've done dream work training I've been at Omega, and I've been in Portland, and I've been Seattle. But my sense is that I haven't met you physically, actually.
And one thing that I have discovered, I don't know if any of the rest of you have, we have twins and triplets and whatever. I mean, somebody will come up to me and start talking to me like they've known me forever. And they think I'm another person. And all I can think is that there are more of us that are similar enough. Yeah.
You actually brought tears to my eyes in that moment, and I flashed. And there's a women's mystery school story in there. It's in the lifetime. I'll maybe get more information about it since you raised it. But I imagine it's not the first time we've met, Spirit Song.
Thank you. That's awesome. Okay, I'm going to hush. Honey, you take over.
All righty. So, wow, a lot of beautiful connection here today. I'm so enjoying it. Does anyone else have a question?
No, except an observation that the gathering is a transformational vessel in itself. The creation of a community that gathers, not only in this session, but in every gathering that you bring together, Benjamin, and other gatherings too. That there's something that is created, you know, that where, you know, it's like the Bible's like Jesus said, you know, where two or more are gathered in my name. It's like that. It's like we open up to other layers of what's possible just because we have the intention to meet together at a level that new things can happen. So there's a thank you to you too.
Pleasure.
Yeah, I like to feel it like every opportunity when we, like you said, gather, is that vibration that we're emitting from our hearts. It's this love. It's like these golden threads, and just that coming together just amplifies. It just spreads throughout the quantum. It spreads throughout the field. And especially when, as we become more awake and conscious, and it's that intention of this love that is just so powerful. So I always just, this is the time to gather, to speak and to be to be present to ourselves and to one another. And that is the great awakening.
Thank you. Yeah, the vibe here is really sweet.
I do have a question.
All right.
Now, I may not understand this correctly, so it may not be valuable at all, but I just wanted to say, when Vivian was talking about her presentation, and I don't know what it is exactly, except Black Moon Lilith and its impact, but I wondered, because we do on a Thursday night, or you usually have done without me because I haven't been there, but the astrology charts and the ones that you're doing help everybody from my perception. And I wondered if Astro Gold, the one that's accessible to everyone, has the asteroids to be able, the goddesses to be able to access for themselves, so that everyone comes knowing everybody isn't going to get their chart read, but I'm going to hang around. I might be next, you know, and I'm learning from what everybody else is. It's an education as well as inspiration. That's just my thought. And I may be totally out of line. If I am, just say, you don't know what you're talking about, honey. And that's okay.
No, that would be a different sort of event than what I was envisioning with guest presenters. Okay.
Yes, it is a bit different. And I can see myself doing something like that. And for sure, that information is easily available. Spirit song. Probably not in this forum, though, because we want to do something that's really immediate. I'm picking that up from Benjamin. It's like, yeah. what can be accessible to anyone who enters this space as a member, mm-hmm. without maybe knowing too much about astrology, actually, but who still is interested in this initiating power in mm-hmm. the time. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, and to
your fascinating in the astrological dimension actually instantly helped me differentiate those two possibilities. So thanks.
Yeah. Thank you for letting me share. And Benjamin is the director, so that he's the one that needs to decide in relationship with you and what you want to share. I just had that question, and that's all it was a question. Would it be pertinent or helpful to do any of that?
Well, it's easily available for sure. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for your question, darling. All right, Risa? So, Risa, you have unmuted. Did you want to say something? Maybe not.
Yes, I lost my I might be having a little warble in my signal.
Yeah, it's a little in and out, but go ahead.
So okay. I lost my cat, and I've been kind of revisiting that, you know, kind of grieving over him and in little pieces. And I was just thinking about what kind of experiences anybody's had with their pets and they're losing them and communicating with them and that sort of thing.
Yeah, anyone's welcome to jump in on that.
I can jump in on that. I've always found that the death of loved ones near me is a great opening. It's so painful. It's so hard to go through, but there's an opportunity in it to get even deeper with your inner spiritual self, because it's almost like a veil lifts or something. And so when when someone's time or our pet's time has come, they're also opening a door for us that we can go through and work with. And I often will call in pets into the dream space. And in that space, because I am a vivid dreamer, they come and they're healthy and they're happy. And I do get to see them, you know, in those ways. And so if you're a visualizer, maybe that would be something you enjoy. I keep getting it buzzed into my head to just say, find the gateway that's opening with this, because there is an energy gateway that your cat has opened for you that you can work with that will help deepen your own healing through that connection. So.
Well spoken. Thank you.
I could share something too, and that is that our pets are often much greater than we beings than we think they are when they're living with us. Yeah. So you already know those dimensions of the friend that you can't see at the moment. Yeah. I had a cat in my life whose name is Larrikin. And that's a bit of an Australian name, you know, there's a kind of a joke. An Aussie Larrikin is one who's always very courageous and kind of up for mischief and pretty good hearted. So say somebody's a Larrikin is a kind of it's a compliment with a little twist to it. So this cat was definitely like that. When he was a cat, he was a tabby cat. And one story I can share is that when I was living with a partner opposite a lake where a deadly snake happens to live, and before we boxed in the garage, my partner went out barefooted to get something from the car, and he saw the cat leaping around like a crazy creature on top of the car, and he hesitated. And in that moment that he hesitated, the cat leapt down and caught a baby dugout behind the head where he could bite it to kill it. And a bite, even from a baby, there were babies, it can be fatal, actually. So this guardian cat saved my partner's life. And since he passed, I use his name as part of many passwords because I think he is actually a guardian. And I thereby think about him every day, all day long. He's like constantly there, really. So, I mean, that's a story from my life, but it is, you know, just as Angela said, it's like a doorway, but who is this character that's came into your life, and what else has your cat, what journeys have you got to go with your cat together?
Wow. His name was Oscar.
Oh,
his name is Oscar, and he really stepped up and carried a lot of my other cat's energy too. I had lost my other cat the year before, and he just kind of just in everyone. It was like he was carrying so much cat energy, not just his own after that death. It was really amazing. So, and he really wanted to be at home. So I just, you know. Well, I told Benjamin, like, I'm just watching him all the time. Like, what's going to happen next? I was getting a little anxious about it because I didn't know what the process was going to be, because when he's dying, you don't know when it's going to happen or what you're going to need to do. So it was kind of like having an infant for a week, for the last week there. And so I just carried him around. And I mean, not carried him around all the time, but I made sure we were in the same area. And yeah, and he died in my arms, so we worked it out. But I find that when I have something like that to process, I'll kind of visit it in chunks as I, you know, feel ready to or called to do that. So I was just looking at some pictures of him before I came here. So it was one of those little interludes.
Yeah, I have had some strong cat and dog experiences where they were so clearly more than just an animal. I've had cats who were powerful healing cats. If I was with an in-person client, the client was having a hard time, they would jump right up on their lap and stay until they calmed down and jump back down again. I had one cat I was experimenting with this psychedelic thing from the head shop, Salvia divinorum, and I took it and was having a little bit of a psychedelic experience laying down. And at this moment I took it, my cat jumped up on my chest as if to say, "Where are you going?" And would not leave my chest until the little trip was over and I was back. And then she I was fine, jumped down. But she was literally standing guard over me as I was taking this little internal journey. It was amazing. And sometimes when I go to ayahuasca ceremony, the shaman has a dog that comes sometimes, this small dog, but that's such a smart thing. It's constantly looking around, moving over to the person who might need support, staying with them as long as they need support, moving along. I mean, this is the sharpest dog I've ever seen. This dog knows exactly where to be all the time. So I've definitely seen animals like that dog and that cat who just were way more than you would expect a dog or cat to be, and clearly guardian beings for us humans.
I met a dog in Bali who was a guardian for an entire workshop that wasn't being particularly well cared for. And I had agreed to share a villa with a really lovely woman from New York City. But they hadn't told us that the way to arrive was across a very narrow rice paddy, like about that wide. Mm-hmm. And I had said, "Can I arrive at night safely?" And they said, "Yes." But because I've been to Bali a lot, I kind of knew to wear sneakers and, you know, how to walk across this rice paddy in the dark next to a deep ditch. And I arrived and I settled into, you know, well, I'm going to have my housemate isn't here. I wonder if she's going to arrive. Well, about 3 o'clock in the morning, a dog came in. The door of the villa burst in and this white dog jumped on top of me. I went, "Oh, what's going on?" And then I realized it was not a dog attack, but a warning. And so I woke up. And at that moment, my housemate came in and she said her name and, "I'm so-and-so and I'm not okay," she said. And her hair was flying and she'd fallen in the ditch and she was bleeding and nearly concussed. And
my gosh.
It was not a great scene for her. So we settled down and she was all right. But the story is about the fact that that white dog looked after 27 people for an entire week, and every time there was some little danger signal of something, the dog would be alerting someone, not always me, but I was noticing what it was doing. It was like, "What are you humans doing here? Aren't you paying attention? But do this now, look after this."
Wow, that's amazing.
An incredible dog. Yeah, thanks to our friends.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, I had a cat named Trixie. She was kind of my kitty. And she has been gone for over 30 years. And I was at the store where I work at one day, and we have greeting cards, and I was going through them. I picked up this greeting card, and it was a gray cat with yellow eyes, just like she was. And the message was, "Across the time and all the years," and you open it up, it says, "I miss you." Oh, it's like, oh my God, I miss her too.
Oh.
But it's funny how I think about her all the time. But that was kind of an interesting connection with her.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So we're down to about our last 15 minutes. Does anyone have another story or question to throw in the pile?
No, I just want to thank Risa for speaking up, because I've been just noticing this angelic presence and just the sweetness on your face. And I was so wanting to hear from you. Mm-hmm. And so even in the pain of the loss of your cat has already brought so many gifts. And opening up the sharing and everybody else to tap into just those sweet memories. And it was a gift for me to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kim. What a sweet sharing.
Yeah, I enjoyed that too. Meant a lot. I wanted to share one thing that Benjamin and I know a woman who is a animal communicator on the other side, and her name is Jonna Ray Barger. And, you know, I leave that up to you whether you, do you remember what she used to call her website? Thehappymedium.com. Thehappymedium.com. But she's now just, I think, Jonna Ray Barger. It's French, B-R-A-T-J-E-S, I believe.
That's actually B-A-R-T-G-E-S, if I remember right.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, but I'm not, I'm just saying that's a possibility if your heart feels drawn to it. She has a beautiful spirit, and I'll just leave that information and you can use it or not. You'll know. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
I actually had, there was a woman in training in my group with Sonia Choquette, and her name is Shannon Cutts. And she has a podcast about communicating with animals. But when she was practicing right before she went out to actually do this, she talked with this specific cat. And I've had a couple of experiences that, you know, leave me feeling like I'm getting what I need. But when he was so sick, I actually started to get an appointment with Shannon again. And it was going to be 3 weeks. And I thought, I don't know if I can wait 3 weeks. That very day, and I know about it because of you, Benjamin, had been on a Lara Canfield show. And it was afternoon and some notice came up and I said, oh, I'll just tune into that. Well, what do you know? She had a pet communicator on the air that day. Mm. And I talked with them. So everything just kind of worked together for as much as I you know, needed at that time. And, you know, I do feel I'll get whatever I really need to know, but I'm just kind of wondering how it works for each of you, because he's, I mean, I know he's right there, but sometimes it's nice when you can actually get a picture or something kind of spontaneously instead of, you know, having to work for it. I don't feel like I need or ought to work for it. I think it'll be there when it ought to be. And yet, if someone had a great idea, I might.
It's nice to celebrate him and to celebrate your love for Oscar, really, Ray. Sorry. And I've written that name down because I never know when. You just kind of never know. You need it or somebody needs it. Yeah, thank you. Can I change the subject for five seconds? Thank you.
Even longer if you need to. This is an open ask.
It doesn't need to be more than that. About a month ago, I told people in this group that I needed to get my veranda remade, and I wanted, you know, to be kind of certain that I was doing the right thing, because it was much more expensive than I expected. And I was hiring a builder who is not a registered builder. He's a handyman. And anyway, he finished yesterday, apart from the last bit of polyurethaning. And it turns out he's been absolutely brilliant. Mm. Totally meticulous. It looks great. You know, we've settled up money-wise, it's okay. And he turns out to be an engineer. So not, he was a structural engineer who came back to this country when his wife was terminally ill and hasn't kind of taken up any overseas engineering gigs again. So I didn't get a carpenter. Got a structural engineer building my verandas. So it's like, you never quite know what's coming your way. So thought I might share that one.
I'm so happy to hear your ending. That's wonderful. Because
thank you.
Your Australianness, I happen to have this book here that I recently got, and it's a reporter. And he wrote this in Australia. Do you know this person?
No, no.
He made a booth and he collected people's love stories.
Oh, how lovely.
And wrote them up. And they're just gorgeous. So they're short too. So they're little bites. You can sit and read a little bite at a time.
I might find that one in the library. Was it published in America or in Australia?
It's new, and I think it was published worldwide. Let's see. HarperCollins, it's Australia, Brazil.
HarperCollins, okay. That's worldwide. Thank you.
First novelist. So, yeah, it was just a beautiful little book, and it just happened to be sitting here, so that's just spontaneous, not anything in particular.
Can you put it in the chat?
Mm-hmm.
That might be helpful.
And just as you're going to sleep, most of you, I think, it's a radiantly beautiful midwinter day here.
Yeah.
I'm going to be going about my things to be done today. Yeah. And I'm going to wish you all a really restful sleep and see you again. Well, I need actually to go, so thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it when you can show up, Vivian. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate coming. It's wonderful. Bye, cool. Bye, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we have time for one more fairly brief question or exchange before we wrap it up in a few minutes. Anyone have anything else before we close?
Okay, I'm going to talk about the smoke. We have the smoke again from the wildfires in Canada.
Yeah.
And I've had friends, you know, really kind of grieving over this. They say, you know, the smoke is here, and I'm thinking about all those forests and other people. I don't know. It's been really amazing, just the haze and the deep smoke, and we've got it again today. We hadn't had it for a little while. And we had it yesterday, and I hadn't quite realized it affecting my lungs until yesterday. And I thought, oh, that's what's going on. It didn't connect that the reason I was feeling a little, anyway. So, I mean, I got some Breathe Easy tea and that actually helped, but I just want to kind of acknowledge that it's here because it's such a different kind of thing that we're experiencing.
Where do you live, Risa?
I'm in Maryland.
Oh, yeah, you're close to it. So I'm sorry you're having to go through that.
Yeah.
I'll say I'm a transplant to New England. I live in Massachusetts now, but I grew up in the West where, like, we recently had, like, 3 days of bad smoke around here. That was considered good days during fire season in the West. So when you hear of Western forest fires, it might be 2 months of such solid smoke you can't see the end of your street. And so I feel for everybody having it. It's just, it is hard to see, like, it's like this is the teaser for everybody on the East Coast, but when you grew up in it and you couldn't breathe for months at a time, it's like it's a brutal reality, I think, for climate, and that's a whole other topic. But it's you know, there's a lot of places in the world where the forest fires do some serious damage for serious amounts of time. So a lot we could be doing.
Yeah, that's a sobering reminder, Anjali. Thanks for reminding us how bad it can be out west. You know, we're here in western North Carolina, and you know, a little bit of the smoke has gotten down here time and again, and we can see like the haze of the mountains, and I can feel a little bit of the particulate, but it's so, I'm sure it must be just so teeny mild compared to where y'all are going up through up north, or if you live in the west.
It's kind of a novel experience for us to check the air quality before we plan how much time we're going to be spending outside. And many people live with that a lot. I wonder, sweetie, if it would be appropriate for all of us just to take a minute and unite our hearts and send love to all those who are suffering in one way or another through all kinds of climate change and whatever else is causing distress. We have powerful beings here to connect and do that even just for a minute. I'll let you lead if you feel like that's something we could do.
Yeah, I can resonate with that because I grew up in Smoke, Oklahoma, so I can relate to
that. Yeah.
Terrible joke, I'm sorry. All right, so allies, please flow the energy through us to serve the highest good of all those who are being affected by smoke or climate change or all the other challenges that are around on the planet right now. Thank you. The energy's still flowing pretty good. Let's give it a moment longer. Okay, that feels complete. And I'm going to go ahead and I did a quick opening of the Mesa, so I'm going to do a quick closing. Allies, thank you for your beautiful support. We're so grateful for you. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Please stay with anyone who's been part of this for as long as it serves our highest good. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Whew. All right. This has been great. I'm so glad I've kept this event going for a long time, even when there were just two or three people showing up, and tonight we had over 10. So I'm glad we kept it going, and we're getting some really beautiful people showing up and good connections. So my vision at long last is being realized for Ask Us Anything. So yay. Thank you all very much. And again, this is our last scheduled event for June. But by the time the July 1 hits, I'll have a new schedule out and we can pick it up again next Monday. Okay, many blessings to you all. Thanks for being in Awakening Plus. So grateful for each and every one of you. Good night.